In the middle of this week's parsha, Moshe said that you guys came to me, Vatikrivunei Laikulchem, and you said, let's send men and let's scout out the land and get a report back. So what's interesting about that is if we look at Parsha Shlach, it starts out by saying, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, send men and they will scout out the land. So which one was it? Did Hashem command it, or did the people go and say, Moshe, let's do that? And then Moshe said it was a good idea, and I sent 12 people. Which one was it? So the answer is, it was like it happened in this week's Parsha. The people wanted to send scouts out, so they said to Moshe, let's send scouts, and Moshe said, okay, it's a good idea. But what happened was that, and this is something that frequently happens, and I'm saying it in the context of tshuva, is that when you do something wrong, you know, you're sure that you're doing, you know, the right thing. And only a lot of times after hindsight, and sometimes even then, it's hard to look back and see what I did was not something that I was supposed to do. It's something that I chose to do. So at the time it happened, they thought that what they were doing was a big mitzvah, something that Hashem told them to do, and it ended up being a source of them being stuck in the desert for 40 years and a big problem. But when you could look at it, things in hindsight, what it really was that they wanted to send out scouts, and then Moshe said it was okay, but it wasn't a mitzvah. So the fast coming up, you know, it's a time of tshuva, and then Elul is starting in less than a month. So this is an important thing. When at the time that you're doing something, it's easy to say, oh, it's I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do. But is it really? And that's, you know, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. You know, if you remember, there's always an eye looking and an ear hearing and everything being written down. You're going to not do certain things. And that's the idea here. We have to live in the reality in the present, not of idealize that, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah right now, when in fact is something which is causing a lot of averos. So this is a lesson that we could take from this week's